The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 a.m. to you this hump day. Better than a roll up your sleeves. I'm wearing a polo this morning. For those of you watching me on streaming audio, it's like, wait a minute. This is what happened to the tie? Yeah. No, I didn't tie one on last night. So anyway, Jason Dirkovics will be joining us from Grown by Nature this morning in the 7:30. That's the bottom of the hour after the break. Deborah Tavares, of course, you've all been waiting to listen to Deborah for the second hour, talking about the Maui fires and directed energy weapons and other great stuff that she does research on. Been in the business of doing that for quite a while. Let's see what else is happening. If you're listening to us on 631-359-8232, you're on the right telephone number because that's the one we own and control. The other thing, too, now we're adding 10% off Grown by Nature with free shipping on all Grown by Nature orders this week. That's right. The 10% off OptiVita products this week. We had Frank Davis on yesterday, Jason Dirkovics this morning. So that's why we're doing 10% off Grown by Nature. You can, of course, take advantage of this sale and sign up for AutoShip this week and continue to get that percentage, right? Lots happening here. So we got it. I mean, we got such a full day of news, and the weather has gotten nutty if you are living in the Southeast U.S. In Hawaii, how many of you made big bucks off of the insider information of the Maui fire with Hawaiian Electric? How many? Now, if you were paying attention, there was some tit-for-tat going on. Hawaii Electric Industries, Inc. surged as much as 43% in pre-market trading in New York after the utility released a statement. Their power lines were de-energized for more than 6 hours in Lahaina when the afternoon fire broke out on August 8th that ultimately leveled the resort town in West Maui. Now, first off, they get sued and they get accused of keeping the power lines on. Their stock plummeted. When that happened, who bought into the stock? This is something you should be paying attention to, because all of a sudden, Hawaiian Electric turns around and releases a statement saying, we de-energized and the stock went back up. Gee, this sounds like a hillbillery kind of a move in playing the markets so they can make all this money for their foundation. That sure sounds a lot like it. So how many people made money off of that? That's the first thing I thought when I saw that. I'm like, oh, look at that. The stock went right back up again. Somebody made money off of that move. Interesting. Wonder if it was the attorneys that filed the suit against Hawaiian Electric knowing that they had de-energized the lines. Huh. Amazing how that works, isn't it? Yeah, you talk about people getting rich off of a problem. Off a disaster? Oh, yeah. Can't let a good disaster go to waste, right? Crisis, whatever, Rahm Emanuel said. Yeah, but that just jumped right off the page at me, and that was our number one story in today's top five. The second, obviously, is what's going on down in Florida's Big Bend. Keaton Beach has been slammed. That is where Category 3 Hurricane Idalia just came ashore. Just came ashore. And so we're past the point of evacuating due to storm surge on Cedar Key. Keaton Beach has just gotten slammed. I mean, we're talking head on storm surge, Category 3. They're getting it big time. This is in the Big Bend. And it's, you know, if you know anything about hurricanes and you know about the Outer Bands, we have a tropical storm warning in Sarasota. That's how far this storm is reaching. Tampa Bay, that whole area is getting slammed with, you know, we're talking probably, I'm thinking here, almost hurricane one, category one, force winds and rain like crazy. I'm sure that Tampa Airport has been closed. If it hasn't been, I'm going to think somebody is not playing with a full deck down there. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper has declared a state of emergency ahead of possible impacts from this hurricane. And so that declaration was issued on Monday to activate the state's emergency operations, among other measures. And, of course, dozens of counties in Florida are already under this emergency warning. But the storm surge on this thing, since it is a Category 3, and if you know anything about the Big Bend area, there's a lot of low areas there. I'm very familiar with it, having lived in Florida. So, you know, we all know that, and everybody is bracing for it. A lot of people have evacuated already, because when you have a Category 3 coming directly at you with all these lowlands and swamplands in the Bend, this Big Bend area has a lot of that. Truly natural place in the state. I mean, we're talking about where people go to hunt alligators, fish for tarpon, and search for scallops in shallow waters. You know, now it's the bullseye of this major hurricane. So now that you know. I didn't have the song handy about they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit wouldn't go. But down at the border, down at the border, a Texas National Guard soldier shot and wounded a suspected cartel operative in Mexico. Yes, he was standing on U.S. soil. He saw a cartel gunman with a pistol in one hand and a machete in the other beating a migrant on the Mexican side of the Rio Grande near El Paso. He did what he thought was the only noble thing and put a slug in the guy. He was injured. He wounded him. He didn't kill him. He just wounded him. But, you know, he was violently assaulting a group of migrants preparing to cross the border. I don't understand these cartels. I mean, if they're trying to make money off migrants, why would you assault them as they're crossing? To give them incentive? Really? How's that work? El stupido. Wow. I mean, you know, what am I talking about? And all the Mexicans across there, the cartel, are probably looking at this National Guard soldier and calling him a pendejo. So, you know, you got to wonder. All right, so the guy was trying to do the noble thing, but he fired across the Rio Grande into Mexico. So what does that mean? Nothing. Doesn't mean a damn thing. Nothing's going to happen. Mexican government might complain. U.S. government might put the soldier on administrative leave. Actually, he's Texas National Guard. So Governor Greg Abbott has two choices. One, he either pulls the guy out of the lineup and says, okay, you back to camp with you. We're not going to put you on the border. You overreacted. Oh, really? Now, what does that mean about what Greg Abbott is actually doing? Is he helping Biden or what? What's he doing down there? We don't exactly know. I mean, they all go down there and bitch and complain about every little thing going on down at the border and what's happening with this migration problem. But yet we've got Texas National Guard along with other states down there helping to process illegal immigrants coming in the country, detaining them, of course. How many are getting deported? We don't know. Nobody's talking. And of course, former President Donald Trump's campaign has released a brand new summer blockbuster political ad highlighting the Democrats' well-documented history of disputing election results. It's a 10-minute video on Truth Social. Trump's campaign is calling it a must-watch because it virtually mimics everything the Democrats are doing to Trump right now. But they're not getting prosecuted for it. Huh. See, 2016, the Democrats were complaining all about the fact that the election was stolen. Trump shouldn't have been elected president, says Hillary. You know, Trump's doing the same thing with Biden, and they're coming after him. Yeah, see how that works? Tit for tat political. In world news, at 9 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central, Zelensky, oh, you know, he's back in the news again. He is demanding, are you ready for this unmitigated gall? Taxpayers in the U.S. and the European Union should send the country even more aid if the West wishes for elections to be held next year. Can you believe that? The Ukrainian president, self-proclaimed, of course, says he's not going to hold elections unless we, the people, and the EU pay for them. What is this guy thinking? And how many of these warmongers over here in Congress are going to kowtow to that?
Oh, well, they have to have, because we need to have a democracy.
Here we go again. Believe it or not, a poll for the Toronto Sun has showed that 96% of nearly 8,000 voters surveyed, this guy, Kayla Lemieux, that's what he calls himself when he dresses up with those size Z breasts and puts them in a sweater so you can see the areolas protruding. They oppose him returning to a high school classroom. But guess what the school district just did? They just said, yeah, come on back. First they suspend him, then they have him coming back. But we need to lock the doors and make sure the guy is secure because we're afraid that parents are going to come to the school and beat the guy up and reduce his size Z breasts down to a flat chest. Yeah, they're going to, he claims they're real. Really? He claims they're real breasts. This guy, he's a shop teacher. And he claims that the size Z breasts are real. Folks, when you're living in the dream world, I love that. People live in the dream just like that. On Monday, right of center conservative government in Ontario announced that parents should be told when their kids are adopting an opposite sex persona in schools. That's not what Trudeau wants. Now he wants, he wants full tilt boogie. He wants to be able to wear a dress in public, I guess. Don't you think? I mean, takes one to know one, right? Pierre or whatever, Justin. Was your daddy one too? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Why does he have this affinity towards transgenderism if he wasn't one, at least closeted? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin has, according to his press service, been buried in a private funeral in St. Petersburg. So they say. They, of course, all the Russia watchers in both the country and abroad have described Prigozhin, 62, as a dead man walking since an aborted armed mutiny he led back in June. This, of course, is in the response to the news reports about all 10 people on board of the plane, including his right-hand man, Dmitry Utkin, died in the crash in the Tver region northwest of Moscow. And, of course, everybody's pointing fingers. Yep, can you believe it? Oh, and by the way, there's some really sad stuff. We're going to try to move through the U.S. news headlines as quickly as possible here this morning. Former President Trump has seen polling and fundraising boosts with each indictment this year. I mean, we're talking about huge lead in the Republican primary polls. I mean, massive, even in Georgia. Even because he wasn't even the first GOP debate. And every time he gets indicted, his numbers go up because everybody, including Democrats that have awakened and independents that have awakened, realize this could happen to us. If they will attack him, what's to stop them? Because, you know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. But what's to stop them from coming after little old us? Nothing. They've already done it. They've already sent SWAT teams out to people that showed up at abortion clinics protesting. So, where are we at here on this? Trump the Don has just thrown down a powerful lyrical flex and a warning to deep state. There's a new parody of a rap fired up former President Donald Trump after his release from the Atlanta, Georgia booking as of Monday morning. First Day Out by Trump the Don had shot up to number 3 on the iTunes hip hop chart, number 34 overall, garnering 2.8 million views on social media since its release on Friday. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, meanwhile, has announced he's been diagnosed with multiple myeloma and intends to continue working throughout his cancer treatment, which has already started. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez has suspended his presidential campaign 2 months after its launch. Well, he didn't make the Milwaukee debate stage, so I guess that was kind of a clue that, guess campaign's over. U.S. Judge Tanya Chutkan, she's the one that is in charge of former President Donald Trump's trial in D.C., reportedly has compared the J6 Capitol riot to the 9/11 attacks and the Boston Marathon bombing, when she questioned the need for a long delay before the trial in D.C. Huh. Wow. Republicans and former President Trump, in the meantime, are criticizing Judge Tanya Chutkan scheduling the trial date for the former president's case the day before Super Tuesday 2024, claiming the move is an attempt to interfere in the 2024 election. You think that'll go up to the Supreme Court? Huh. Boy, tit for tat. You talk about going after a U.S. court judge. Now, here we go. Speaking of court judges, more than 100 former clerks, 112 to be exact, for the Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas have signed an open letter defending his independence and integrity amid media reports that suggest he received improper gifts from a Texas billionaire. They're saying this guy is not what you think. This guy is squeaky clean. We have so much respect and admiration for him. It's unbelievable. I don't know why that the libtards would attack an African-American Supreme Court justice. This goes entirely against what they mouth. What comes out of their mouth? It's like a used car salesman talking out the side of their mouth. John Voight, you know, he's, well, I thought that Sarah Palin had it all going on when she talked about, what do you want, a civil war? Well, John Voight, the actor, is claiming the Biden administration is a corrupt mob perpetrating a disgusting scheme on former President Trump, who warned that a civil war is now in process, taking place against all of us. Well, what do you say to that? What do you say to that, Nancy? Yep. Republican presidential candidate Larry Elder has filed a complaint. We're talking a lawsuit here against the RNC. You know who they are, Republican National Committee. For not permitting him to attend the party's first presidential primary debate on Wednesday. Larry, you probably did yourself a favor not being on that same stage with all the other blowhards. I know. Larry can talk a mile a minute. Yep. He can't, boy. And the guy is right on. Wow. You might have done yourself a favor. Keep going with this, Larry. You might get on the debate stage next time. The bigger problem is you're going to have to face the ilks of Christie and Hutchinson, who got booed in the last debate. And hopefully, you know, you're going to say everything that Ramaswamy didn't say that's going to get cheers and cute tumultuous applause. A 16-year-old girl was stabbed to death by another 16-year-old girl early Sunday in Washington, D.C. in an argument over a McDonald's sauce. A McDonald's sauce. They were in the car together. They went through the drive-thru and got into a pissing contest over a little tub of McDonald's sauce. And so the 16-year-old girl pulls a knife and stabs the other one to death. Oh, my God, we need to outlaw knives now. You see how crazy this is? You see how all these people, our teenagers have been brainwashed into thinking that this is how you settle your disputes. And speaking of which, Gabby Giffords, remember her with the gun control, you know, claiming gun laws are saving lives in Virginia? Well, they've done some fact checking on Gabby Giffords' comments. The verdict is false. Virginia Democrats passed and secured numerous gun controls that were enacted in 2021, yet 2022 was more violent than 2021. So gun laws are not saving lives. People with guns are saving lives, the ones that love and respect them. Speaking of which, Elvis Presley's prized Smith & Wesson Model 53 revolver sold at auction for $199,750 after the gun was expected to sell for under $100,000. Wow, somebody's got some nice stuff. Yeah, collector's item. Very expensive one, but good. Jim in Missouri, good morning, sir.
Yeah, Dave, I got a couple questions pertaining to that ivermectin. You keep telling us that we need to take that to protect ourselves from shedding from people who took those shots, but you know we can't get it, so I don't understand that. You got to have a prescription to get it. There's no way we can get it. And then the other question.
Wrong. Wrong. Jim, I got to stop you there. I have said, the legal experts and the frontline doctors have all said that ivermectin is good for a multitude of parasitic diseases, of which they've identified COVID as part of that. Lyme disease is also parasitic because it's caused by a tick, and they're now saying ivermectin is good for that. We have Paratrex at the Power Mall, which is the closest thing you get to ivermectin, which, of course, is from the earth. And there are places, if you email us at support@thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829, we begrudgingly have the information of where you can buy ivermectin without a prescription. So we do have it. And when I acquire it, I get 200 at a time when I acquire it.
I talked
but that's
Jay,
me. That's said, just me, Jim.
Jay told me that you got to have a prescription to get it, and that you do have Paratex, but that's for killing parasites. That's got nothing to do with protecting you from people shedding.
She didn't tell
me that part, but I'm saying that myself. It would have nothing to do with protecting people from shedding. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about was, how do we know that the so-called government didn't make up this lie about people shedding and then put it out there also that ivermectin will protect you from it, and when in reality maybe they've sabotaged ivermectin and it's got that mRNA in it, and then that way they can trick us into getting the equivalent of the death shot?
Yeah, well, see, and that's one of the reasons I don't buy ivermectin manufactured in the United States. So that's one of the reasons why, as long as we're going to have this conversation, if you can email me, dave@thepowerhour.com.
I have no way of doing that. I don't believe in all the satanic technology like computers and cell phones and all that crap.
I got nothing
to do with it.
All right. You have a phone?
I've got a phone. I'm on it right now. It's not a cell phone, though. I hate those things.
I got you.
I know better than to get one of those.
Right. If you can go to the library, because I know you have access to that, and go online and research international sources for ivermectin, you will find where we get ours from.
Okay, well, I can't do that either because I don't know how to run a computer.
Okay.
I don't have anything to do with the satanic technology today.
Have somebody help you do it. There's always a way, Jim. There's always a way to find this stuff out. There's always a way. I cannot give out the names of my suppliers on the air. I just can't do it. As long as you're on the phone, wow. You know, I don't know what to tell you, Jim. I get my supplies from outside the United States. That's what I'm going to tell you. You need to find somebody that can do the research for you, pay them. I don't know. Chance in West Virginia, you're on. Go.
Hey, Meister. Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
You know, Ukraine, man. Why don't we just send Zelensky a big box of sex toys and a baby grand and call it a day? I mean, it's getting so ridiculous. Dave,
we got too many warmongers in this country that are in favor of it, and we the people just keep allowing ourselves to be brainwashed, thinking that we're fighting the good fight on their soil instead of ours. No, ours is coming.
Dave, you know, I heard from a couple of people who visited Iran, right? And they tell me the people there are extremely friendly, extremely kind, and extremely polite. Do you think that might be the reason why the U.S. and Israel want to bomb them to smithereens?
I don't know. You know, everybody, when they're boots on the ground, they get a whole different impression. And like Ukraine, Iran, and so many of us here in America have not been there, like your friends.
Well, that's what they told me, and I said to myself, wow, it makes sense to me why these two countries would want to bomb. Speaking of Israel, have you been listening? I listened to Press TV a couple days ago, and boy, are they using up all their ammo with target practice on the poor Palestinians lately. The people are rioting in the streets nonstop. I mean, it's like really crazy.
Yep, I would imagine. And the thing is that what Israel's trying to do is to stop Palestine from becoming its own independent state, because most of the biblical scholars out there are thinking that when that happens, this is another move toward the fulfillment of the book of Revelation and the prophets. So,
yep, third temple coming up, right?
Yep, for sure. Well,
Dave Meister, take care now.
You too. Thanks for calling. 122-year-old U.S. Steel is reviewing numerous buyout offers. Any Americans out there want to do this before China comes up and grabs it? Yeah, Bud Light sales are tanking even further. Why? Because Dylan Mulvaney can't keep its mouth shut, mocking controversy at an awards show. Wow. Yeah, Nielsen IQ sales data via Bump Williams Consulting shows that the off-premise locations like grocery stores, Bud Light sales fell by 20.1% so far this year through the 19th of August compared to the same period last year. And a lot of it has to do with Mulvaney not keeping its nose out of the situation. Burger King is accused of lying about the size of its Whopper. Oh, Burger King with a Whopper? Burger King, Whopper, get it? Yeah. Two other major U.S. restaurant chains, McDonald's and Wendy's, are currently defending against similar lawsuits in federal court. What do you call this? You call that a large? Yeah. Meanwhile, Taco Bell, Yo Quiero Taco Bell, a unit of Yum Brands, was sued in July for selling crunch wraps and Mexican pizzas that allegedly contain only half as much filling as advertised. Each lawsuit is seeking at least $5 million in damages. Burger King's bid. You know, here's the thing about all this. Burger King is owned by Restaurant Brands International. It is claiming it's not required to make burgers that look exactly like the picture. However, you know, what do reasonable people think? They look at the TV, they see these giant wraps bustling with all sorts of goodies inside, all of it ultra-processed foods, and they all go running to further mess up their lives and their health eating this crap. Hello? And now they want to sue over it. Oh, you see how screwed up this country is? In science and technology, Silicon Valley technocrats who want to build a city from scratch, you ready for this? They're trying to acquire thousands of acres outside San Francisco Bay. Ha! And we have another article in the ABA Journal. The libtards have come out. Home columns are what's at stake for artificial intelligence, and the word stake is spelled S-T-E-A-K. What's at stake for artificial intelligence and litigation practice? A1. AI is not A1. In other words, the word is stake, S-T-A-K-E. Yeah. Well, here's something you should know. The guy that they said from The Bachelor committed suicide? No. Somebody hacked into his website, into his Instagram account, and faked his death. You ready for this? Major news outlets are still figuring out how to incorporate AI into their reporting processes. Reuters, AP, and others have published guidelines to define AI's role in the newsroom. While Google's reportedly testing an AI product that helps journalists produce news stories. Are you ready for this? You can expect more close encounters of the robot kind. Experts estimate 90% of the content of the internet in a few years will be AI generated, so you're not going to know what to believe. Wow. We'll be back with Jason Jerkovics, hopefully here at the after the bottom of the hour, break of the Power Hour. Stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here at the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us in this segment. We are just now getting word. This is how bad that Hurricane Idalia is right now, hitting the bend, the big bend there in Florida, right around Cedar Key and Keaton Beach. Just got a slam head on by this Category 3 storm. It's so bad and the bands are so wide that the U.S. 41 bridges and beach road to the causeway in Manasota Key and Manatee and Sarasota counties is closed. That means they're getting pelted to the point where they can't even handle the inundation of water going on right now. That's how severe this storm is right now. I mean, it's taken the Gulf waters and just messing up the Florida coastline at this point in time. Just thought you ought to know. This is the latest, and this is from emergency services in Florida for those who are listening down there wanting to know what's going on. In the meantime, we have now added the 10% off Grown by Nature with free shipping on those orders. So you can take advantage of the sale and sign up for AutoShip this week and lock those prices in and get yourself. I just got my the good stuff in the mail, as a matter of fact. Jason Durkovich is with us. He's the founder of Grown by Nature. And, of course, the orders are shipped directly by Grown by Nature. And so when you purchase Grown by Nature products directly from the Power Mall, you're going to help to keep us on the air. So, and not only that, shipping on all the Grown by Nature products is going to be free. You like that? Well, Jason Durkovich, welcome back to the show. That's always good news. Man can't create or manufacture his own nutrition, so you guys are doing it for him, right?
Well, thank you so much for having us on again. We just celebrated our 18-year anniversary, and What is Grown by Nature in the market? And, you know, I know time is limited today with things, so I just want to get right to the point and what the difference truly is with Grown by Nature. As you said, man cannot create his own nutrition. So therefore, we are part of a food chain. We've eaten or we've received our nutrients from food or from plants or from animals that have ingested the plants or from animals that have eaten the animals that have ingested the plants. But along this food chain, we are getting our nutrients from plants, and they come in such a way, they're structured in such a way that they have proteins. We call these food factors in the industry. And without those food factors, what you're going to get is lifeless chemicals, something that's been made in a pharmaceutical lab. So with Grown by Nature, when I first wanted to come out with a name for our company, I wanted something that was truly going to differentiate what our company was doing versus what the market was doing. So when we say we're grown by nature, we have a tagline with that by saying not all supplements are grown by nature, but they should be, meaning that more than 99% of the brands are pharmaceutical chemicals that are not in the same structure as the nutrients found in your food. So with that, you get poor absorption, you get poor utilization. But if it was just ineffective at worst, then that would be something that you could deal with. But the fact is that they're adversary to your health when you take these pharmaceutical grade chemicals. So Grown by Nature, we are proud to say we are in that 1% of companies out there that are actually offering nutrients that are found in the same form that is missing in our diet. So when we are giving back to nature what man and his wisdom taken away with Grown by Nature, you can be rest assured knowing that these nutrients are going to be well absorbed, well tolerated, utilized within your body, and they're safe to use.
Well, and this is one of the things that, you know, I stress when we talk about big pharma. Utilization of synthetic chemicals is 1.5 to 2.5%. But then your body has to have the nutrients to get the other 98% of waste material out of the body. This is a direct quote from Dr. Eric Llewellyn, who basically was your mentor. And this is the thing. Big Pharma uses the synthetic chemicals in all of their stuff. And, you know, it's just like that book by Dr. Mark Richards that we just were previewing about the testosterone issues and stuff about nobody wants you healthy. And so the thing is Big Pharma is making stuff your body can't process. But I like it because of the fact that this quote illustrates that it's not just what goes in one end, it's what comes out the other end. That's something I never even took into consideration. Can you elaborate on that?
Well,
I know that may be a tough nut right there this hour of the morning, but
no, that's fine. And that basically what I'm believing what is being said within that quote is what goes in versus what comes out. Basically, is that what we're saying?
Well, yeah, because I mean, the thing is that everything has a certain level of productivity. Your system has to be able to operate from the point that something goes in the buccal cavity until it comes out the other end. You know, or both ends, because, you know, we shed liquids and solids. That's what the human body was designed to do. And so the thing is how productive can we make the human system?
And it's, and when the human system is showing that it's not receiving benefit from that, usually in the market, the answer seems to be, well, then you just need more of that substance. If you're not absorbing it well at 1,000 milligrams, then take 10,000 milligrams and just keep pumping more into your body and seeing how your body reacts. There's, especially with like magnesium supplements, I've often heard it very, very misappropriately diagnosed by saying, oh, you should take magnesium supplements up until bowel tolerance. So take as much as you can until you have loose stool and then dial it down a little bit. But what is that saying? That means that your body just reached a certain limit where it was unable to tolerate this anymore and had to expunge it. It had to get rid of it. It had to have diarrhea. Your body had to get rid of it. So we're playing this like chemistry system with our body by taking these chemicals at such levels that our body can't handle to begin with and doesn't know how to deal with it, but let's take more. So what happens is, like you were saying, 1% or 2%. Well, what does that mean? That means out of the 98% of the material that's unusable by the body, that's 98% waste material. Your body's having to use its own energy resources to then get rid of or deal with this chemical that's been ingested. So it's as you mentioned before, my mentor, Dr. Llewellyn, he he had that saying, it was like robbing Peter to pay Paul, because we're taking in such a high amount of dose to get such a small amount for our body. But then at what cost does that lead our body? What adversary is that doing to our body?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I brought it up. I got my Pro Mag X Magnesium renatured in the mail yesterday and proceeded to start popping them. But I didn't overdose. I'm obviously here, so I didn't do that. And I didn't even achieve bowel tolerance. I only had one minor leg cramp last night, which is good. But see, the thing is that this stuff, you don't just take it and then it works overnight. You have to constantly be taking it on a regular basis if you suffer from leg cramps like some of us do. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that we sit a lot. We are sedentary because we work at a computer a lot. Some of us, you know, sit because this is what we do for a living. We have office jobs. We have desk jobs. We work from home. We don't get all the walking and exercise I talk about on the show that we need to get. And that's one of the reasons why we go to bed at night and we're shedding. We have, you know, restless leg syndrome and all sorts of other stuff that, you know, it seems like when I'm taking a magnesium, I don't even have restless leg syndrome. You ever had any people give you testimonials like that?
And that actually, that is one of the most common I do here with our magnesium, for example. A lot of times where I'm having a wife of a husband who is ordering for him and saying, I need to order more. This is the only thing that's helping my husband with his restless leg syndrome or the Jimmy legs or whatever it is at night. It's that shaking of the leg. Usually that is listed as being a magnesium deficiency. And it's not just a rare thing to be magnesium deficient. As Dr. Llewellyn has pointed out many times on the radio, as Americans, we're more than 90% deficient in magnesium across the board. So even if the greatest organic diets, we're unable to get magnesium in our foods the same way and levels of what they once were. So even if you're eating the best organic diet, you're still going to be deficient in a lot of these nutrients. Magnesium has been shown that it's more than 90% even depleted in our foods over a 50-year period. Magnesium is depleted, selenium is depleted all across the board. As they're using different types of fertilizers, the water content is increasing in our fruits and vegetables, but the actual nutrient content has been shown that is decreasing at an alarming level, that we can't eat as much food as we need to get these nutrients anymore. So by taking supplements, it used to be viewed as being a luxury, where now it's being viewed as a necessity because, you know, these mineral deficiencies, they're silent killers. We don't realize that, oh, I didn't have enough magnesium in that food today, or I didn't have enough potassium in that food today. And what effect is that having to my body? And what is happening on the inside of my body by being deficient? We don't really realize it until, I mean, if we were a car, we'd have a check engine light popping up every time we had a meal saying short on this or short on that, go ahead and supplement that. But we don't have those signals inside our bodies.
I wish we did. I wish we did.
I wish we did too, but it shows up, unfortunately, as, you know, some sort of ailment or some sort of discomfort in the future in the form of the Jimmy legs or the restless leg, because you're deficient now in that. So when we start, like you said, it's not going to be an overnight fix, but as you start providing these nutrients in their proper form back to the body, your body can get along with doing what it was meant to do in a safe manner. And as we build up the tissues levels back to the minerals by repleting them with the proper form with Grown by Nature, over time you start seeing you might not have those restless leg or those spasms at all.
Yeah, because see, the thing is those of you that have restless leg syndrome know exactly what I'm talking about, because generally what happens is all of a sudden you're laying there in bed and all of a sudden your legs start shaking. And right after that, you start getting cramps. You start cramping up. And that's a key sign of restless leg syndrome is you start leg cramping and you got to get out of bed and walk it off. If you're like me, that happens on occasion, but you know, that's one of the reasons why I like ProMag X. I know, too much information, Dave. But see, this is the thing. If you weren't listening to me talk about health and you can't relate to me, I'm sorry, you're not learning anything. This is one of the reasons why we have people like Jason Durkovich on the show, because this is not an infomercial. We're talking about serious stuff here and maintaining your health, because that's the most important thing right now in your quest to survive in this day and age is being able to maintain. And this is one of the reasons why I like ProMag X Magnesium. Now, the thing is a selenium you were talking about. One thing about selenium I'd notice is that the more of that I take, and when I integrate that in the diet, hair and nails grow like crazy. You notice that? Of course, I can't say this considering, you know, some people are suffering from, you know, alopecia totalis or whatever, but, you know.
Well, I know that, as it's been reported, that selenium is absolutely one of the most important antioxidant minerals that we have within our body. It's so heavily deficient in our bodies. And as Dr. Llewellyn had pointed out, it's like having a funnel with a big hole at the bottom. If you were to fill that funnel up with water and try to walk across the desert, you wouldn't make it too far before that water pours out. So by putting selenium back into the diet, it's plugging those nutritional gaps or those holes within our diet that allow your body to effectively get going with what it needs to do. And being such an effective antioxidant, I imagine that, and we've had great results with hearing how our antioxidants are helping women with their skin, their nails, their overall like appearance of their skin, because they're having that amazing antioxidant effect and cleaning up the free radical damage that does come about with skin cells and premature aging. So that antioxidant effect with selenium being one of the most powerful, you could understand how that would help out with that type of situation.
Right, and this is why we have selenium and amino acid complex renatured tablets at the Power Mall, folks. The Power Mall will be opening up in about 15 minutes, 877-817-9829, for those of you who want to call. You are an athlete, Jason, and of course, I have my alternative to what you have, and I drink coffee in the first part of the show to get energized here and to wake up a little more, not because I talk fast, but the thing is that you take BioLiquid, and it's a supplement, an organic energy concentrate, and you have it in renatured form, which we carry at the Power Mall. You use it as an athlete. It's new to the lineup of the Grow by Nature product list, and so I'm kind of curious, you take it when and for what purpose?
I take it for any time I do an athletic performance, and it keeps me, my tendons, my muscles lubricated in such a way, because what happens is, as we're talking about, like restless leg or those muscle spasms usually are related to a lactic acid buildup, which is a byproduct of the energy conversion as we're running, as we're doing any form of exercise. There's an energy conversion being broken down, and the byproduct is the lactic acid. Now, with the form of sugar that comes with bio, this provides your body a surplus of energy. So your body does not have to break down that food energy to give you that surplus of energy. So there's no byproduct of the lactic acid. So when I use this product, I'm actually feeling better the next day as a pitcher playing baseball, where in college I would be like 2 days sore, hanging my shoulder. Even if I just pitched one inning, I put in so much force into that throwing that my arms were sore for the next few days. And this was me in my prime. And here I am now in my 40s. I'm able to pitch five times as long. The next day I'm feeling almost as if I had not thrown at all, because there's something happening with bypassing that lactic acid development stage where it's actually helping my body compete at a higher level, because I'm not sore. I'm not having that muscle spasm effect later on during a day, because that lactic acid is not being built up while I'm using this product. Our bio is actually, it's a liquid concentrate. We highly suggest to mix it in like with a pineapple juice or an orange juice or something like that to sort of cut the flavor, because it is a bitter taste, because we don't put any artificial preservatives, any sweeteners or anything in there to preserve it. It's a 100% whole food organic liquid concentrate that provides a surplus of energy, has all the building proteins, the amino acids. It has chromium, magnesium, potassium, vitamin C, vanadium. It's almost like a multivitamin within a liquid form that gives you the surplus of energy. I had been taking it for several years before I put it to the market, because I wanted to see if this was something that I could feel, something like, because we already had all of our nutrients on, you know, in pill form, tablet form, capsule form, and stuff like that. So I wanted to see if this was something worth even promoting. And by taking it for a couple of years, it sort of became my weapon or my secret weapon in sports, because I was competing at levels that I didn't feel I should have been competing at those levels at my age anymore. And it was kind of like my secret. Well, what are you doing? Well, I'm taking this, you know, it was kind of like my own little commercial for, oh, I'm taking this on the side. And it was, but that's truly what has made the difference and allowed me to still compete at this age.
Amazing. Eric in Missouri, you're on the phone with Jason Dirkovics. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been trying the bioenergy, and it'll help you with stiffness, even if you don't exert yourself, if you take it in the morning. But I was calling about the magnesium. My mother's in the rest home, and I've brought all these vitamins in, and they're going to have their doctor look at it. And of course, they throw it out. So, well, it wasn't evaluated or something by the FDA. So, but I noticed she was having pain in her neck, so they started giving her Tylenol. Does that affect your memory, Tylenol? Do you know that? Because then she said she forgot some of her piano songs that she plays.
I'm not sure. I haven't heard specifically a Tylenol affect memory, but...
Well, see, Tylenol contains acetaminophen, and so there are side effects of that. And if you have access to a computer, that stuff is readily available, and it tells you what the side effects are. You know, we have Lithium Balance at the Power Mall. You know, I think that Jay could probably help you out in about 10 minutes when we open and steer you in that direction. I know that the magnesium, especially if you're in a situation where you're sedentary, which, you know, I went through this with my mom. Eric, don't feel like you're alone in this scenario, because I know that as well, and I know what the doctors do, and I know when I put her in hospice, they took her off all 16 of her meds, and she got better, and they let her out of hospice. They said, well, you're not dying fast enough, so we're going to send you home, and then they gave me a bill, I'm just like, ah, you know, so I'm just like looking at the situation going, you know, anything that you could do, Eric, to help your mom out if she's willing to take the pills. Anything you could do to help her out to remain comfortable, she's sedentary.
But I wouldn't want to admit to it on the radio.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. But I'm not afraid to admit, because my mom has since passed, but I appreciate your chiming in this morning. I just don't like the way that the elderly, this is another problem we have, especially in that level of care, geriatric care, is that they are believing everything the man in the white coat says, and they don't want to listen to us. My mother even told my wife one time when she was sitting there looking at her pill bottle, you know, to get out of there, she's going to take them. But these are expired, Mom. Are you a doctor? Yes, I'm a doctor. See, that's how crazy they get. They get so embroiled in this. It's nuts. So, you know, there is some people. What does God say? People, God can only help those who help themselves. I mean, this is what we're talking about, folks, is maintaining constant equilibrium with your help. So, you know, this is the thing. The next best thing, and people are worried about, I just saw an article that dated back to the year 2000 when we started here in the Power Mall, and that was about digestive support and how all these big pharma companies, there's a big rush to get something that doesn't have the side effects of these PPIs, these stomach acid blockers and whatnot. And, you know, half the country is on them. Omeprazole, Prilosec, you know, Nexium, you name it. We have a product that Grown by Nature has called Bromelain. That's for digestive support. Now, have you studied enough of this stuff, Jason, to be able to comment on this whole thing with the stomach acid preventatives?
Try me. Go ahead.
No, I'm just talking about like Pepcid AC and whatnot versus, you know, taking bromelain as a side note, because I know that that Joe Mercola put out a natural remedies to put an end to heartburn without pills. And he's talking about diet and stuff and the rush to use Pepcid AC as a side prop to wean yourself off Prilosec. I mean, it was an 8-page article, which I'm putting in PDF form, and I've sent it into our producer to include as a link to those who are interested. But I'm just wondering the qualities of bromelain and digestive support. We're not looking at an acid blocker, or are we looking at it? This is a digestive aid to help with the production of stomach acid. I mean, what does it do? Have you studied it enough to be able to evaluate that?
It's not a acid blocker.
I understand that.
It is a digestive enzyme, so it does help with the protein breakdown of foods and stuff like that. It also helps with inflammation, anti-inflammatory. my understanding of any Pepcid-AC or any Pepto-Bismols or any of those types of things is because they create an artificial response by, usually most of them are filled with calcium carbonates or some sort of chalk or something that's going to actually stop the immediate whatever stomach acids are there. So it sends an emergency signal to the brain. Hey, we're out of stomach acid. Start pumping and creating more. So now your body is able to alarmingly create more stomach acids to break down something. So yeah, one is an artificial response to chemicals that are stopping your natural flow. The other one is an aid in digestion along with your food. So a lot of people that might have a tough time breaking down certain proteins or certain foods, the bromelain is going to help aid them in that, along that process.
Wow. Well, it's a huge amount of information in such a short amount of time. Folks, the Power Mall opens up 877-817-9829. Take advantage of the 10% off Grown by Nature. Get yourself on the auto ship. Free shipping on the order. So you got to love that. And go through the Power Mall. We're going to open up in just a few minutes. In the meantime, Jason Derkovich, thanks so much for joining us here on the show today.
Thank you. Thanks always.
We'll be back after the break with Deborah Tavares. I know you're looking forward to that. Stay with us.
There's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Break
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like